Yeah, full credit to London Irish. I thought they played exceptionally well. They built a lot of pressure, and in the first half we gave a few defensive penalties away that allowed them to build a score, and then we that sort of rolled into the second half and conceded a couple of maul tries, which we aren't very happy about. We pride ourselves on our maul defence, and a quick tap penalty as well, which the boys just switch off. That's a little bit unforgivable. But in terms of the effort the guys showed for 80 minutes, and to win the last 20 minutes, scored two good tries. Irish took their internationals off, and it's probably a bit more of a fairer contest. But the guys stuck at it for 80 minutes, and we certainly could have played better, but we can't fault the effort.
Were you scratching your head a little bit at half time, 16-0 down, because you started very positively and on the front foot?
100%, yeah. Like I said, though, a couple of penalties could have gone either way, and instead of Irish having the opportunity to build a score, we could have built that score. That's the reality. That's what you face when you're playing against an ex-Premiership team stepping down. Those 50-50 decisions, sometimes they can go the other way. And we had the opportunity to, in the first half, if we'd have taken those early, maybe the game would have had a bit of a different look on it. But we can't afford to mess up first phase strikes against an opposition like Irish, because they don't mess theirs up.
It's the first game of the season you've not taken any points from, but is there a little bit of you that goes away and perhaps takes this game in isolation, bearing in mind what you just said there about the quality of the opposition you've faced?
Oh, absolutely. I think we've got BNI Cup now, and some of our boys have played back-to-back games, six games, and pre-season games as well. Irish are a side that are able to rotate their team and keep them fresh, and we've got to, they're able to do that through the league campaign, and now we've got to do it within the BNI Cup window. So we take our opportunity to try and freshen boys up, and when the league comes back around, we try and make sure we hit the ground running. The reality is we'll probably play worse than we have today against other oppositions and get a good result. So we'll take the positives out of the game. Like I said, a few drop balls first phase gave them the momentum back, and a few defensive penalties. And that's the pitch position, and that's the game. But the guys scrummed outstandingly well today against a full international front row. They really put them to the sword, and our young props will take a lot of confidence out of that, and our half-backs really upped the tempo in the last 20 minutes, and our back three got the hands on the ball and looked dangerous. So we've got the ability to play, and we've got the ability to balance our game, and it's just about trying to get all our ducks in row on one day and making it happen.
Throwing forward, as you mentioned, the British and Irish Cup campaign does now kick off, a competition that you're obviously defending champions in. So how important a priority is it in the context of the season when you balance it with the Championship campaign?
Well, every year teams use the BNI Cup to sort of share the workload and bring some boys in from the outside. And we've got some young guys who went on there today, Jesse Liston, Lovejoy, some guys that, Alex Wolford, haven't played that much this year, and they'll get an opportunity over the next couple of weeks to play. And you will use it to blood youngsters and play the first round of games and see where we are. But, if we haven't got a huge squad, and we've got to be realistic, and some of those young boys are going to play, and the older boys are going to have a bit of a rest.
Finally, former Irish player yourself, big day today it was for David Pace, a former teammate of yours and a former club mate. He got the fairy tale finish by getting a try in amongst that there. Just a word on somebody like him in the career that he's had.
Oh, Dave's a fierce competitor, and it's not easy playing the length of time he has in the front row and to play that number of games. He's a tough kid, he keeps coming, and hopefully he has another couple of good strong years in him. And full credit, I hope he enjoyed his day. Well done.